Sports Radio 94 WIP. This is the Midday Show. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio today alongside Hugh Douglas. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, TK. Good morning, Philly. How everybody doing today? It's going to be a nice little weekend, man. Have fun this weekend. That's all I got.
Okay. It is going to be a good day, a good weekend in Philadelphia. My apologies. My headphones are a little messed up in here. But we're all good. Should be a good weekend in Philadelphia. A lot of stuff coming up. We got the trade deadline right around the corner. Big series for the Phils this weekend. Phils in New York taking on the Yankees. That's going to be a fun series to watch.
New York is expensive.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't been to New York in a long time.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't know why I asked that. Like, I didn't know that New York's expensive.
You can't get drunk in New York. Not really.
Yeah. Last time I was there, beers are like $12 at the bar there.
Man, it was
expensive. How does anybody afford to live in New York?
Man, I followed a site, right? And it talks about some of the craziest apartments and how much they cost. It was one apartment I saw was like $3,000 a month. But the bathroom, the shower was in the kitchen. You know, it was a small space. And I'm like do you have to, for the people that are living in New York like that, do you really have to be in New York to be living like that? Like in 1,500 square feet of space, like all together? Like, that's a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It feels like it's a little unnecessary. But a lot of stuff to get to throughout the course of the show today. We'll get to the Philly. Scott Fransky coming up later on in the show from New York. But where we'll start is the Eagles. We were down to Eagles training camp yesterday, Hugh. And, you know, as we go throughout training camp and we look at the Eagles and kind of how they stack up with other teams in the NFC, other teams around the NFL, you look at these rosters. And ESPN released yet another list, this one ranking the rosters in the NFL as we enter this season. And the Eagles, to some people's surprise, do not rank number one. They rank number two behind the Baltimore Ravens. Some people upset about this, but I don't understand why. Like, I look at this roster. I look at this team. Are the Eagles good? Yeah, the Eagles are really good. I mean, they obviously bring back a lot of talent from last year. But I don't look at this team and think that they're in a tier of their own. I think as this season begins, the Eagles have come back to the pack a little bit. You look at the defensive side of the ball. You've lost some players over there. We don't know if the replacements are going to be able to come in and fill in adequately immediately. I do not believe, as we enter this season, the Eagles are in a tier of their own. I want to get your thoughts on it. 215-592-9494. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Do you believe that the Eagles are in a tier of their own as they enter this season? Do you think they just pick up where they left off? Clearly the best team in football. I don't. I think it's a new season. You lost some players. I mean, I think there's reason to be confident that they can kind of, you know, fill in those gaps. But until we see it, I don't think you can just say that. And I don't have a problem with the Eagles being ranked behind the Ravens on this list, Hugh. I don't think they're in a tier of their own as we enter the season.
I find that pretty interesting that they have the Eagles ranked behind the Ravens. I guess that's because of the quarterback and how people feel about Lamar. But when I look at their depth chart and I look at the offense, because that's what we're talking about, I think, in my opinion, is that we're looking at these teams and we're grading them by their offensive firepower. Lamar Jackson, yeah. You know, Zay Flowers had a 1,000-yard season last year. 4 touchdowns, though. That don't jump out to me, you know. Who else they got? Rashad Bateman. I mean, you know, okay. But when you talk about the talent that the Eagles have, you talk about the offensive line. We have so many stars on one side of the ball that's where I feel – that's why I'm bullish about the Eagles. You know, not obviously not because I played here, but you talk about Saquon Barkley at running back. You're talking about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith at receiver. You're talking about – did I say Saquon Barkley's name yet?
Didn't say his name yet.
I said Jahan Dotson, who looked like he was coming on towards the end of the year. Dallas Goedert, who had moments last year when he was healthy where he shined. And then that offensive line, man, when I think about this Eagles team and what they've been able to put together, you talk about 2 All-Pro tackles, Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson. And that's a lot of talent that you have on your roster. You have a lot of talent on your roster. Cam Jurgens, center. That, to me, and they're all in their prime, that, to me, screams matchup problems for everybody.
Yeah, and I think they are a really good team. I mean, you look at this roster, it's one of the best in the NFL. But I look at some of these other rosters, too. I mean, the Ravens, they have a really good team. The Bills, they have a really good team. I don't think we can look at the Eagles and just say they're in a tier of their own and that nobody's anywhere close. I think these other teams are close, and I think it is a tight battle between these teams.
I will say this for this argument, and I think, again, I always preface it with this. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And I think a lot of times when we make these lists, it always starts with the play of the quarterback. You know, that's how these things start. And Lamar Jackson is a hell of a quarterback, him and Josh Allen. But the talent that they have around them, say if they have an off game, they don't have enough talent around him. I'm going to say it like this because this is a good way to say it. They don't have enough talent around them to sustain them if the quarterback is not on top of his game. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair.
The Eagles are in a position where they can win games if their quarterback is not playing well.
Right. And this is the way I look at it as far as that goes. I think they were last year. I think last year that was the case. And I am confident in this defense. I think the defense is going to be good. But like the truth is, like they did lose essentially half the starters on that side of the ball. I mean, you lost two quarters of your secondary. Mm-hmm. You lost a few guys up front. Milton Williams, I think, was a really good player. Josh Sweat, I mean, obviously was huge in the postseason. So I just don't think it's so clear that the Eagles still have the same kind of roster they had last year. I don't know if, like, they would be able to make up for that in the same way. Because in 2023, the defense wasn't able to make up for it when mm-hmm. Jalen didn't play well. They weren't able to overcome those things. And now losing some of those pieces on defense, I think it's fair to look at this roster and say they've come back to the pack a little bit. And I also think when we look at a team coming off a great season like the Eagles came off of, we always kind of just like assume it's going to pick up where they left off. In 2023, we kind of assume that team, okay, well, they were great in 2022. They're going to be the same way. And they were for a lot of the year. In the end, obviously, kind of fell apart. In 2018, like, I think we look back on it now and feel like, okay, well, we should have seen that team wasn't nearly as good as we expected. But at that time, we felt like, okay, well, they're going to pick up right where they left off. This team's going to have a chance to repeat. And just because you have one great year, I don't think that necessarily means you're going to be as great the next season, because we look at teams like the Patriots, we look at teams like the Chiefs, they're the exception. They're not the rule when it comes to Super Bowl champions and sustaining success. So I do think they've come back to the pack a little bit.
You know, it's funny, when we started this week, I think one of the first things we talked about was I was asked, do I feel that there's a hangover, right? And I said, yes. I said there's potential for a hangover. And I got to tell you, man, being down there, being around those guys, feeling their energy, feeling their focus, I don't feel the same way that I felt Monday. And, you know, I do know, let me say this. I do know that there is potential for it to be a letdown because, you know, anything can happen. All those intangibles that we talk about. But as far as their focus is concerned and what they're talking about, the one thing that I always look at when I look at teams and the teams that I've been on is if the players are echoing the sentiment of the coaches. And the one thing that jumped out to me, TK, the first day we were out there, it started with Coach Sirianni and it started with Howie. And they talked about, you know, certain words they didn't use. And they talked about being focused and getting ready for the next one. So we get the chance to talk to Quinyon Mitchell and a couple other guys, Nolan Smith, and they've echoed the same thing. So to me, that says that has been beating their head. You know, they know what they have to do. They know the work that they have to put in, and they know that they're in a sweet spot where if they want to keep this thing going, they have to get back to work. So that's why I feel good about it. I think that, and when you look at man for man, when you line up against other teams, I think that's where the Eagles have their advantage because they have they're in a sweet spot of where they are as far as their careers are concerned, like all of them. They're in their prime and they're focused, you know. So I think with all of that being said, that puts them in a tier in their own because you have a lot of guys who are still viable players that are going to bring the other young guys along.
Yeah, and hey, I don't worry about it from a mentality perspective. Like, I think they're focused. I think they're saying all the right things, and I think they're doing all the right things. I just think from a roster standpoint, like, you look at it, of course, they have a lot of talent. Like, they have a lot of talent on this roster, but it's not the same team that it was last year. And I think they're going to need to prove, especially on defense, that these guys who are stepping in are going to be able to do the job. I mean, I look at, man, Darius Slay, I think, is a big loss. I mean, that he played really well last year.
Yeah.
You look at Milton Williams up front. Milton Williams, and obviously you weren't going to bring him back, but it's still a big loss in terms of the defense. I think talent-wise, they're going to need to show that these other guys behind them can step up, and that's why I don't think we can just go into the season and say, oh yeah, they're still clear-cut the number one team in football.
I think they are, because for me, what has always been is most of your resources have been allocated to the offensive side of the ball. The guys on defense are somewhat interchangeable. They're young. I look at this the same way I look at the Kansas City Chiefs defense a few years ago when they had those young corners out there and they were doing on-the-job training. That might be a little bit of this situation, you know? And I understand that it's going to be a slog when you talk about the tight schedule that they have. You know, you got, what, week three. You got the Rams coming into town, and they've already said that they got this game scheduled on the schedule.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things where it's going to be tough, but I think that there's enough of a foundation, especially on that defensive side of the ball, that they might not be as dynamic as they were out the gate last year, but they're going to grow and get better like they did last year.
Yeah.
And this offense is going to – like the offense that we were supposed to see, TK, at the beginning of the year, I think that's going to have to carry it away a little bit at the beginning.
I agree. And if you want to get in, 215-592-9494, 215-592-9494, do you feel like the Eagles are still in a tier of their own when it comes to roster? I don't. I think their roster is really good, but I don't think it's egregious to have a team like the Ravens ranked over them right now. I do think they've taken a little bit of a step back from a talent perspective on paper. We'll see how it plays out during the year. Last year at this time, we wouldn't have thought the Eagles had the best roster in football either, and it turned out they did. But I don't think we can look at it clearly right now and say they're in a tier of their own. Would love to get your take. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Kyle Quinn producing the show today. Kyle, do you think the Eagles are in a tier of their own when it comes to this roster?
I think they are firmly in the top tier amongst every other team in the NFL. But to say that they're in a tier of their own with how many question marks they have going into the season, I can't go there just yet. Like, they had to replace a lot of guys on the defense, and whether you think the defense is still going to be top five, top 10, whatever, I think we should all be counting on the defense taking a little bit of a step back. I mean, I understand everyone's so infatuated with Vic Fangio, and I love Vic Fangio. It was amazing what he did here last season.
Amazing.
But he does need talent, just like every other coach needs talent to be the best in the league. Like, if you just look at his ranks in years that he's been a defensive coordinator, he was number one in terms of yards last season as the Eagles' defensive coordinator. The year before in Miami, 10th. 8th the year before that, 21st. 12th. Like, Vic Fangio has had middle of the pack to, you know, bottom level of the pack defenses, and that's because the talent matters. So there's just too many question marks along the defense for me to say that they're definitely going to be the number one defense in the league. The safety spot, I don't know who's going to be there. I don't know who's going to fill that part out the corner outside opposite Quinion Mitchell. I don't know who's going to fill that. I still don't know if Nolan Smith is going to carry over what he did last season, Jalix Hunt, all that same stuff. Jordan Davis is going to be a question mark too. Like, he came into camp looking like he was in great shape. Yeah, but I don't know what that's going to look like either.
Cheeseburgers alone, man.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then I just can't expect Saquon to blow by everybody like he did last season, 2,000 yards. I don't even know what Kevin Petullo's offense is going to look like. And I think the interesting thing is, if you look at the odds for Super Bowl winning teams, or like the team's odds for a team to win the Super Bowl, the Eagles are third behind Baltimore, behind Buffalo. Like, at least nationally, they're viewed as a team that sort of fell back into that pack of top-tier teams in the NFL. I just need to see a little bit more before I say that they are far and away the best team in the NFL. They're still in a tier of their own going into this year.
Right, and especially that's interesting because you'd imagine in the NFC, the Eagles would have a clearer path to the Super Bowl than those teams in the AFC because that's a stronger conference. And this is coming from somebody who thinks the defense is going to be really good. I do think the defense has a chance to be better than they were last year, but the bottom line, man, they got to go on the field and prove it. I mean, Keely Ringo, I think he can step in. That being said, We haven't seen Kelee Ringo play consistent snaps at the NFL level yet. He's going to have to show it. Whoever that safety is, whether it's Andrew Mukuba, whether it's Sidney Brown, they've got to show that they can do that at the NFL level. Same thing for those guys up front, like Jordan Davis. It's great that he's come in shape. But we got to see, can he take on more snaps? Can he take on more reps and more responsibility? And Kyle mentioned the Petullo thing there. I think that's the biggest thing this offseason. I mean, the biggest loss for the Eagles, sure, they lost players on defense. Mm-hmm. To me, the biggest loss was Kellen Moore. I thought Kellen Moore did a phenomenal job last year. Kevin Petullo taking over. And I don't, like, it's not fair to say that, look at what happened with Brian Johnson in 2023. It's going to be the same thing this year. They're different coaches. It's a different situation. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that we do have, like, the last time the Eagles lost their coordinator and their play caller, things on the offensive side of the football really fell apart.
Yeah, I feel like you have to go into it this year. Hopefully you have a better understanding, better communication. And Coach Petullo just enhances what they're already doing. You know, because there's going to be some variations in this offense. No question about that. But the core fundamentals of it should stay the same. Now, the way that you get to certain plays and things, I think those have to change. But the familiarity with the
that's a tough word.
Familiarity. I think that's going to be important.
Yeah.
Familiarity. Well, familiarity.
There you go.
I guess for me, it's how do the Eagles adjust to the league's adjustment to them, right? Like, who doesn't have the Eagles circled on their calendar right now?
Everybody does. They're the Super Bowl champions.
And if you just look at the schedule based on what we know now, there's not too many tomato cans.
Tomato.
So, like, it's going to be a challenge. Everyone's going to give you their best shot. And do the Eagles have a counterpunch? Yeah. I just, you know, like that's something I need to see before I go off and say that they're definitely the best team in the league.
I agree. That's a very old man term from Kyle, by the way. Tomato cans. Tomato. I feel like you don't hear anybody under the age of 50 say tomato can.
All right. But I hear what Kyle's saying, but a lot of the things that we do, well, they do in the NFL, is executing. And being able to run things that you're familiar with and not make mistakes. I think for the most part, that's what the Eagles are going to be. You know, they're going to be consistent in some of the things that they do. They just need to be a little bit more creative in how they decide to do those. Like how you move guys around to get to the formations that you want to get to and confuse the defense that you're playing against. So that's going to be important, just the evolution of this offense and how you get to certain things that you do well.
Are the Eagles in a tier of their own as they enter this season? I say no. I think they got to go on the field and prove it, as a lot of the players have said. I mean, Jordan Mailata said it. Landon Dickerson echoed the same sentiments yesterday that you know, they got to go out on the field and prove it. Last year's last year. And I do think when you look at the roster, sure, they've come back to the pack a little bit. Doesn't mean they're a bad team. They're still, as Kyle said, firmly entrenched in that top tier. But do I think they're in a tier of their own as they ended last season clearly after Super Bowl 59? I don't believe that. Hugh does. If you want to get in, 215-592-9494 is how you join the show. Let's get it started with Chris in Middletown. Hey, Chris.
Happy Fransky Friday, man.
Happy Fransky Friday, Chris. What's going on?
Guys, they're clearly in a league of their own. It's kind of the opposite of that photo, TK, with you and Hugh and Mailata. You were clearly in a
rough look for me, Chris. I was taking a beating on social media for that one yesterday.
Yeah, it's tough, brother. But, guys, listen, they're the reigning world champion. They're wearing the belt, all right? It's them versus everybody else. So I don't care what you're talking about here. They are clearly a league of their own. And this Baltimore thing, the Baltimore Ravens are the Philadelphia 76ers when it comes to the playoffs. They are the biggest choke artists of all time. They are such a paper tiger. I have no fear of them. I'm not afraid of Buffalo because Buffalo can't even beat Kansas City. So for any national pundit to put Buffalo ahead of Kansas City.
They beat them in the regular season last year.
Yeah.
Kyle, playoffs, Kyle. Okay, let's lock in, Kyle. We're not talking about
I mean, they lost by like a hair in the playoffs. They can't beat Kansas City.
If they got a quarterback sneak, they would have won that game.
Let's stop. I'm not going to argue Buffalo, Kansas City.
Well, okay? You shouldn't.
Well, you just brought it up,
yeah,
Chris.
Kansas City's clearly better. So anyway, let's move it on. Guys, this defense under Coach Fangio is unbelievable. And I love how you poo-poo like taking worst to first and acting like it was nothing. And here's the thing. You guys that are ringing the panic bell and like you want to jump into the life rafts already, we lost zero. Let me say that again. We lost zero Pro Bowlers and all-pro on defense.
Chris, hang on one second. How is it going for the panic boats to say they're not clearly far and away the number one team in the NFL? How is that panicking?
We lost
cold reality.
Zero. We lost zero Pro Bowlers and all pro on both sides of the ball. The offense is even better. Nobody's long in the tooth as far as our major weapons on offense. And who knows what that's like when you fall off the cliff, like when he went down to Jacksonville. Sorry.
Does she do anything for us?
Wait, guys, listen, that was unnecessary. That was awesome.
We are going to be – the offense is just as effective, and if not better, because Jalen ended up revising himself in the scheme. He's going to be better. The defense is fine. We loaded up. Nolan Smith took a step forward. Jomo's going to fill in. Milt Williams, everybody that rings the panic button, Milt Williams, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, everyone that left sucks, and everyone that we're replacing him with is going to be great.
Who? Coach Vic Fangio. Vic Fangio made Milt Williams – let's see what Williams does this year up in New England, all right? It's not going to happen. You guys got to relax. And you know what? Speaking of relax, there's some people on this radio station that need relax, and there are some other people out there, these national pundits. I'm done with the national people. J.J. Watt, keep your shade to yourself. Stop throwing it at our boy ESP. You know what? Leave the man alone. He's getting his own shine on, and leave him be. And then Herb, yesterday, talking about downing an entire cucumber and then finishing up with some meat on the bone. Ooh,
I'm looking at a threesome.
You know what, though, guys? We're closing out the first week of the training camp, and it's clear to anybody with a set of eyes, they're in the league of their own. We are EIGLES World Champions!
There you go, Chris. Appreciate the call. Am I losing my mind with people these days? Like, I feel like as a fan base, we got to stop getting offended by everything. Like, I mean, to say they're not in a class of their own is not panicking or being negative about the team. I mean, I think that's regardless of what each of us think, I think that's a reasonable thing to say, that they're not clearly the number one team in the NFL.
I mean, it's okay to talk about it. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. But it does seem like nowadays that, you know, there's a little bit of, you know, not saying that you're doing it, but a little bit of hate when it comes to the Eagles, a little bit.
But he's right. Like, it's not hate to say that they are in the top tier of teams. Like, people view it as hate if you don't go completely over the top and say the Eagles and then everybody else. That's hate, apparently.
Well, yeah, art imitating life, though. That's what that basically is. Because it's just funny. You know, like, we talked about the Cam Newton thing and what Cam said. And how it has devolved into personal attacks against Cam.
Well, I mean, like yesterday, I thought I gave a reasonably well-reasoned take about why the Eagles might need to throw the ball more next year. And I got called a hater by like 500 people yesterday. I mean, it's like, calm the hell down,
how dare
man.
You say that Jalen Hurts, who everybody thinks is the best quarterback in the league, is going to have to take on a bigger role next season?
I mean,
how
just relax. It's not. I love Jalen Hurts. I think he's one of the best quarterbacks in football. It's not crazy to say they might have to throw the ball more next year.
I disagree with that. I don't think they have to, but I understand your premise.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I understand your premise.
Well, and I'm not calling you out, Hugh. I'm calling out the people who get offended by every single
Hugh
thing.
I mean, I don't get offended by
that. I know.
But it's just unfortunate that we can't have these conversations anymore.
No.
You gotta defend it. And
rage
you gotta,
bait.
Yeah, rage. That's what they call it. Rage bait. Yeah,
rage
bait.
A
lot of that going on.
Yeah, how dare we?
TK.
How dare you say
I'm
he's not
I'm a rage
top 10 quarterback.
What can I say? I have them six. I do have them in the top 10. 215-592-9494 if you want to get in. Are the Eagles in a tier of their own still as we head into this season? Your calls on that. Plus, we'll get to something Elliot said in our interview with him yesterday about a potential open roster spot that was interesting. Also, it's Friday, so we'll do a Friday for a side topic with all your calls. That's coming up. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.